I'm Sam Seitels, and you are listening to The Pillars of Hamilton. And guess who I'm talking to today? Coming at you straight from Casciano's, Tracy Lynn. Recommended by Pillar Lorraine Stites. And I couldn't agree with Lorraine more. We needed Tracy on this show, for she is the one that picks Hamilton up every morning and gets them ready for their day. And she does it like no one else can. In this conversation, we talk about the road that led her to Casciano's, your favorite coffee drink, and what it's like working for Linda Cashan. But that's not all. We talk about a million other things because she has so many interests and she is super cool. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the greatest barista of all time, Tracy Lynn.
You're listening to The Pillars of Hamilton.
That's with me, Sam Seitels. And you want to know what I'm going to give them? Only the finest that Hamilton has to offer. The biggest blueberries you've ever seen, baby. And they're all here, right now. So this morning, you put up a post that many people replied to.
They did.
What did you say again? Something about butterflies?
I eat butterflies for breakfast, yes.
I was feeling a little nervous about this, huh?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. You know, we were going to do this in February, and you were like, that's too long. So first opening I had, I was like, psh, let's get Tracy in here.
I honestly forgot about it, and that's why I was like, ooh, I never replied to him when I answered you back. Because, yeah, I totally forgot about it.
Ouch. Ouch, that hurts.
No, that's a good thing because I wasn't agonizing about it.
Yeah. No, so. Definitely don't agonize about it. But when people get nervous, just talk like about two fist lengths away from
Oh, my bad.
You're good. You're good. So, yeah, when people get nervous to come on here, which didn't happen originally, most people at the beginning were like, okay, what the heck is this? What is Sam asking me to do?
Yes.
But at this point now, people are like, okay, this is a thing and people are going to hear it. So. Yes.
I have people that are purposely tuning in. Hi, Lorraine. Hi.
Shout-outs come at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have a very special moment for that, and I already have to talk about Lorraine.
Oh, I love Lorraine. She's great.
She's the one who brought up your name first, and I was like, hell yeah, bring her on here.
Dude.
Are you the face that most people see in the morning?
Yes. Most people don't even know their orders. They just come in, and I see them, and I'm like the usual, and they're like, Yeah. Which makes it very hard when people cover my shift, which doesn't happen very often because nobody knows what their drinks are called.
I don't know what my drinks are called. I have to ask Lisa to remind me each time.
Exactly.
Yeah. How many drinks do you have memorized?
A lot. I know you are usually a medium iced coffee with cream and sugar. She gets the frap, the caramel fraps, or she gets caramel Casciano's.
Okay, I have a little game you want to play.
Sure.
It's called Name That Pillar's Drink.
Okay.
I'm going to say a few people who have been on the show. I want to see if you've got their drink.
Sweet, let's go.
Two of those people were me and Lisa, and you got that. So here we go. Dave Birnbaum.
White mocha raspberry. Or he'll get a lavender lemonade.
Oh, okay.
Very popular drink.
Lavender lemonade. Mm-hmm. Okay. You said that quick. You had that. I'm going to obviously have to ask the girl, the rock star, Lorraine.
Caramel Casciano. Usually it's a medium. Husband gets mocha Casciano with extra shots.
Extra shots, huh?
Needs it. He's surrounded by girls.
He is, isn't he? Terrible. All daughters, right?
Yes. Mm. Great kids. Yeah. But, yeah. All girls. Poor man.
He's got to get that energy.
Oh, God. Yes.
Yeah. So people must love seeing you in the morning. It's like...
It's a mixed bag. It depends, I think, on how they're feeling.
Okay.
Because it is so early because we open at 6. So it's like people are not conscious. Some are not ready to face the world, and they're facing me.
You know, you have a very important job because from my own experience, when I need that cup of coffee, like I might even be on the outside of a Casciano's and think to myself like, oh, I can't let them see me like this.
I see everybody like that.
You see us all like that.
Mm-hmm.
do some people just come in, just kind of like give a nod, and you're like, okay, yeah,
yes,
we're not talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not very often, but you get that person that's just not conscious, and they're usually a usual, so I know their drink, and it's like, okay.
Maybe I'm just gonna give you a nod next time because a lot of times when I come in, it's like I've just dropped off one kid to martial arts, taken the other kid to martial arts. Pretty soon we're going to music class.
Uh-huh.
and my head's spinning. So I walk in there. I'm just going to give you a nod. Like, I can't, I can't talk.
A lot of people order a surprise. Like, they're not sure what they want. They stand there. They're like, I just don't know. And I'm like, would you like a surprise? Yes. I need some parameters. You know, do you want how many shots do you want? Do you want caffeine? Are you impartial to any particular flavors, hot or cold? You know, and those three questions, and I'll just be like, okay, and I'll make something just off the cuff.
Well, I know that from personal experience. In fact, I'm so happy I get to say this. Did you hear Lorraine's episode?
Yes, I was excited.
Did you hear that part when I was just about to tell her about your drink and it never came to fruition? I even mentioned, I'm like, I never got to say my drink. And she was like, yeah, okay.
I don't think she knew. I could picture her saying that too.
Yeah, we were very excited. So, you know, that's what happens.
Her interview was great. We totally listened to it at work.
Did you really?
We did. We listened to Linda's too.
Did you really?
Yes.
That makes me so happy.
I was kind of excited. I'm like looking at the name. We started listening to Dave and then we got busy, so.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens there.
Yeah. You know, Burke.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that. wait, but I have to say my drink. I've got to finish the story. So I came into Casciano's, and Saturday is my cheat meal day.
Yes.
But I was also very tired. So do you remember what my request was?
Something caffeinated. I know that.
Something very caffeinated very fattening.
Yes.
Dude, whatever you poured for me, I made it 4 sips in, and my head was going to explode. What was that?
I think I made you a mocha Casciano with extra shots that day.
You remember?
Yeah.
You're so awesome. You serve like 1,000 drinks a day. You remember that?
My memory is really good with things that I do repetitively, especially. Wow. I used to memorize people's lottery numbers because I saw them daily.
Oh, wait. Oh, like you used to manage 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. 5 years.
And you would just know people's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I had this little older gentleman. He had a tan pickup truck. I would see him pull up and I would type his numbers and he would just come in, give me the money and leave because he knew they were right.
Wow.
Same numbers every day.
That's some serious trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
So speaking of which, let's move on to, let's see if you've got the memory working for these people. Here okay. we go. Does Brooke Sacco come in?
All the time.
And what does Brooke Sacco get when she comes in?
Medium flavored coffee. She'll bring her own mug because she's that green. She's great.
I didn't know she was that green.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, Brooke. Like, yes. That was like my original interview. She was one of my original three.
Oh, okay. I have to listen to hers now.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know how green I am when I'm doing it, but she rocked it for sure. Okay. So far, you're 100%. I believe. I don't have a fact checker, but the look in your face shows nothing but confidence.
Yep. Drinks.
It's what you do.
Yes.
Okay. I have a gentleman named Benjamin Ott. Are you familiar with the Ott?
I am familiar with the Ott. He drinks a medium hot chai.
I mean, okay, he doesn't drink the coffee.
No, he's not a coffee guy.
Ben?
No.
He likes the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can side with that because I'm not a coffee drinker either.
That was going to be one of my questions I had to ask, of course.
I'm not a morning person and I work mornings and I don't drink coffee and I work in a coffee shop.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
You always look good, so like...
I don't require caffeine to start my day, and if I do, I drink tea.
Ah.
I'm really strange like that. Like, I'll drink water all the time.
That's good. Yeah, look at you. That's a big bottle.
I travel with my own bottle. That's the smaller one I carry around.
Am I reading this correct? Are you drinking volcano water?
Yes. What? Hawaiian volcanic water. It's my favorite.
Get out of here.
No, seriously, I buy it on the regular.
What's the difference?
Taste, honestly.
Okay.
Water should not have a detective taste like that different, and some waters do to me.
Cool.
So.
No, you're the connoisseur, yeah. For sure. I'll drink straight from the tap. I'm easy.
I do that too, but if I'm out. Yeah.
But when I'm looking for my cup of coffee, I want the good cup, so I know where to go. I know people.
Yes.
More people. Hey, this is an important one. Do you know the coffee drink of Linda Kashan?
Yes. She drinks a cappuccino with a scoop of raw sugar.
A scoop of... Yo, this is incredible. The details. Because there's so many
Usually
details.
Usually she's just a black, dark coffee. Ooh, like, all the time.
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. We always have a pot on for Linda.
Really?
Yes.
I love that. And what about, last but not least, my man, John Bradley?
John Bradley. Ah, the glasses guy. Yes, he usually gets just coffee. Like... He's just a regular coffee guy.
Okay.
He usually wants it in like a china cup if he's like going to stay, which is cool.
Huh. I've never requested a cup before like that.
Because you don't usually get smalls.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. That makes sense.
So.
So for the for the people out there who I'm assuming Casciano's is their go-to for the coffee, what are people missing out on? Like, is there a drink that people just don't realize is the bomb because they've never heard of it? It's your own creation? Or, like, is there a drink that people ask for and you're like, oh, you know?
Our most popular drink is the Caramel Casciano. It's sweet, it's caramely, it's coffee, it's delicious. If I ingest coffee, that's how I go.
You go with the Caramel Casciano.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like our espresso. I'm not a big coffee drinker. The smell is my favorite part.
You like the smell. I was going to ask you that, too.
I love the smell of coffee. That's my favorite part.
That's so weird
mm-hmm.
that you like the smell, but you don't like the taste.
No.
What about coffee-flavored stuff?
I don't even like that. Like, I don't like coffee ice cream. I'm not a big, like, tiramisu person. No. Huh. My whole family drinks coffee. It's hysterical.
And there's the girl who runs the show.
Yeah.
Who pours the brew.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I know.
Yeah, cool. Then you can be very objective when you're making people's orders.
Mm-hmm.
So how important is... So I own a business, and anytime I have a an employee who I notice are going out of their way to promote the school, let the people of the town know what we're doing, maybe on Facebook, maybe I just know that they're talking about it, I appreciate it so much. And, you know, they don't have to do that. That's not part of their job, but they're mm-hmm. doing it. Lisa and I noticed that you are really great with customer service. You're posting things about the business.
Thank you.
Where does all this customer service talent?
My dad and my mom, we've always been in that kind of work situation. I come from, like, worker bees. Like, we get up, we do our thing, we come home. You know, we do our thing. But we've always been involved with working with the public. My dad was working with Kmart when I was born. He moved on to, like, Pep Boys. He was always in their automotive department, always dealt with people. He's always been a salesman. Great salesman, my dad. And my mom, always been with public, worked for the casinos for 25 years, interacting with the public every day. So it's like I had good examples.
Did you know that it was something you wanted to do, was work with people like this?
No. I never really anticipated what I was going to do when I grew up, honestly.
You didn't think about it?
No.
What was your childhood like? You're not from Hamilton, are you?
No. No, I was born in Mount Holly, and I grew up in, like, the Vincentown area, so not very far from here. And, yeah, just middle of the woods on the side of 206.
What were you into back then?
Music. I read a lot. I own a lot of books. Like, a lot of books.
You do?
Oh, a lot. A problem. I have a problem.
I just joined a book club. First time in my life. I'm so excited.
That's exciting. I'm excited for you.
Another pillar, Demiso Josie. Do you know him? He's the assistant principal at the elementary school.
No, I'm not familiar with that name.
Okay. Well, he's the guy running the show. I'll put in a word for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you've been reading since you were a little kid?
Always loved it.
What kind of books do you read?
I like fantasy books. Of course, you know, being the chickie I am, I like romance novels.
Do you? The only one I know are the 20 Shades.
Oh, the 50 Shades? Yeah, 50 Shades. I own that.
Was that good?
There was a lot of hype.
See, that's the thing is, like, you are a true connoisseur. I feel like most people who read 50 Shades probably just heard and then they went into it and they don't know anything to compare it to, right?
No, not really. I mean... it's not really the thing that I always read. Like, cheesy romance novels like Harlequin Romance. I grew up with that. So, I mean...
Really?
Really. I still have some. I have so many books. It's ridiculous. I had to actually buy more bookshelves when I moved. It was horrible.
Wow. You don't do the e-readers or anything like that?
No.
Me neither.
Doesn't replace the feel of a real book. Won't ever replace the smell of pages. Mm-mm.
No. And I don't think it will, as far as, I don't think books are going away. I think people are realizing now. I know at first people were really worried that they thought everything was going digital and bookstores have closed down.
I think
down.
Eventually it will.
You think it's going to go 100% digital?
I really do.
But there's so many people like you and I who really love to hold a book.
I know. But unfortunately, I think that's the way that it's going. And so many young people today do not read. It's sad.
Do you think so?
Really. I really do. And I do think it's sad because books take you away. They take you anywhere. You can be anywhere with them. It's wonderful. And yeah. I think people miss out on that when they don't partake, you know?
Books change. I'm sure for you, they've changed my life.
Yes.
Sometimes a book, sometimes just reading books in general.
Yes.
When I didn't read growing up, I hated reading.
Really?
Oh, it was like pulling teeth.
I find that really surprising, that you have a teacher.
I've taught literature. I've taught creative writing.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention to those classes. So when I became a teacher, I started reading a lot. And then it was when I lived in New York City, where you are in these subways for like 40 minutes. And during rush hour, it's either you're looking at the person's pit standing up next to you, mm-hmm. or you got your face deep in a book.
And there's a visual.
Oh, it's real. The visual is real. Yeah. I won't go into the details.
No, please.
But yeah. And so it's like, that was my time. And as I'm reading one book after mm-hmm. another, I'm realizing like, wow, I'm like really growing,
mm-hmm.
Learning so much, whether it was maybe just a novel that had a character that I grasped, or that mm-hmm. I took something from, or maybe I'm reading some self-help books like The Four Agreements or Tuesdays with Maury and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. All Mitch Albom stuff. Do you know Mitch Albom?
I know of him, yes.
Okay.
I think I might have a book or so from him.
I would definitely recommend it to people who are not avid readers, because they're short, but man, when you finish that over a weekend, you could be changed by the end of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've had books like that.
Like what?
Well, my favorite book, and I know it's not real, but American Gods.
By, you are, I read Neil, the Sandman series. Neil Gaiman.
Yes.
He is brilliant.
My favorite book that I first read of his was Neverwhere.
That's the one that's like in a hotel apartment or an apartment building?
No, it takes place in London. And there's like an underground.
Yes.
The floating city. Yeah.
Yes. Wasn't there like a rat or something, like a talking rat?
There's a lot of talking animals in that book. Yes.
Yeah.
But
so you've got the memory. I don't. So you.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about not having a memory, is because when you come around, I get to relive all these mm-hmm. things I experienced.
Yeah. He's definitely one of my favorite authors.
Have you ever read his graphic novels, the Sandman series?
No, but The American Gods came out with book 2, and it's a graphic novel. I didn't realize that when I pre-ordered it. I thought it was just a continuation of the first book. It's not. But it's very interesting to see it in that format, whereas in before it was a book, like with words and not pictures. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and he works really closely with the artist, so it's mm-hmm. kind of like his vision, but also they take their own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
I would give you if you're ever interested, I have all the Sandmans. I'd be happy to drop one off to you.
I would be happy to read that, yeah. Oh,
let me know. And the illustrations, it's fantastic. That dude is, what is going on in that guy's brain?
I don't know, but some of the stuff that he writes is just so wonderful. And so brilliantly written. Even the kid stuff is really great.
I read the Graveyard book. Mm-hmm. You read that? And of course, Coraline.
Love the movie. Never read the book.
I never read the book either. I saw the movie too.
Yeah. Normally, I tend to like the books better than movies. I'm always disappointed, I feel, when I read the book first and then watch the movies, because I'm like, this could have been better. You know, because
the book has... There's one movie I have in mind.
Uh-oh.
That lived up to the book, in my opinion. I don't think everyone feels this way, and that's Fight Club. I don't know if you ever read Fight Club.
I never read that book.
Oh, my God.
Love the movie, though. The concept was great.
I've never read a book like that before. All of his stuff. I mean, if you can read something that's a bit disturbing.
Yeah, well, you know.
This dude. I'll send you one of his, too.
Okay.
Ridiculous author.
Okay.
I didn't know you were such an avid reader.
All the time.
Since we're doing this, just off the top of your head, like, if you could recommend like a book that impacted you, or just a book with a character that you love, like what would you throw out there?
Well, The American Gods, again, I took a lot away from that book. Again, I know that it's not real and it's based on a spirituality type of thing, like when people came from other countries and other worlds and brought their gods with them. That's the process of the book. You brought your gods to this land and that's how they live on. Which is a great concept, because that's how all good stories start. You know, you take it with you, you carry on with it. Honestly, one of my favorite books growing up was My Side of the Mountain. I always wanted to run away. It's a kid's book. And this young boy, 12, I think he was in the book, he ran away from New York, lived in an overcrowded apartment, ran away to the Catskill Mountains. made his own home, hunted, fished, made his own clothes and everything. And just he just did it. And I'm like, I just wanted to do that. I'm like, I just can't do that. Like, he studied, like, plants and stuff, the libraries and the botanical gardens. And he's like, I'm too big for this. I'm leaving. And he just left. It was great. I
mean, yeah.
Just courageous. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm like, I'm just a chick.
No.
Well, no, because when I was little, that's what I thought. I'm just a girl. I'm like, I can't do that. Now I don't feel that way. I'd be like, shit, I'm running away.
Going to that side of the mountain.
I grew into my sassiness. So, I mean, I had to.
What do you mean you grew into your sassiness?
I was such a quiet child.
Shush.
No, seriously. I was such a quiet child. I read a lot, kept myself a lot.
Up until what age?
13-ish, 14-ish.
Did you want to be that way and you just didn't have the courage to speak out, or?
I hid a lot. I used to have really long hair and I would hide behind it like it was my shield. When I met Linda, my hair was like down my back.
Wait, this was while you met Linda too?
When I was younger, I was shy and like I hid behind my hair. I purposely grew it.
Hide behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yes and no, because I was quiet and I was kind of like an introvert and I had to meet certain people. You know how you have those friends that just break you out of your shell a little?
Not everyone gets that, but you got that.
Yeah. I had a couple of friends. Some of my friends came along. My first friend, Trish, she came along and she was this loud girl and it was okay. And I'm like, I can be loud? I'm like, what? Because, like, it was, I don't know, I just didn't feel like it was okay for me to be loud.
Really?
Yeah, I was always quiet, always read, always by myself, you know, just chilling in my corner. And I was
it's hard to picture that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have those moments, so I'm like.
Do you really?
Yeah, I hide. I go and I read or, you know.
I think we all do.
I'll go play video games and whatnot.
Yeah.
Just tune out the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I met some friends along the way and. They just kind of helped me become more myself. Like, it was okay to be me. So.
Well, I think you're very unique and awesome.
Thank you.
Which is why, I mean, I'm a show. Super awesome.
Yay.
And, okay, so you broke out of your shell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decided to move to Hamilton?
I followed a guy.
Oh.
that always happens.
Isn't that how it goes down?
I grew up, like, in the Vincentown area. I had a job at the local liquor store, can't speak, and loved it. Great job. My boss was awesome. Another lady I worked for, Bina, great lady. And followed a guy to Hamilton, got a job.
He lived in Hamilton?
He lived in Hamilton, and we had been together for a few years. And I'm like, this could be a permanent thing. I'm like, I should move. So I moved and got a job. We ended up not lasting, but I liked the town, so I stayed, you know?
Do you guys, does he still live here?
No.
Okay.
No. He left town, and I guess I got the town, so.
Oh, snap. Man, yeah, because suddenly he can't go to his favorite coffee shop anymore. No wonder he left.
Well, that was way before.
Oh, that was before.
Way before Linda.
Okay.
That was way before I encountered Linda. I started out working for Sun Bank.
Okay.
That was my first job when I moved to town. That was fun. I was
teller?
There. Yeah. I was a drive-thru teller.
Oh.
So that was interesting.
Interesting?
It was interesting.
Why?
Because I would recognize people by their cars. When I was out of work, I'm like, I know that person. I'm like, why do I know that person? You know, you see a lot of people.
I think you and I are in a very similar boat in that, yeah, it's a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows everybody. But mm-hmm. I think people like you and I know everybody.
I do know quite a bit of the population.
Remember when you were talking about how you walk everywhere and mm-hmm. I'm like, I see you all the time. Mm-hmm. Half the time I don't yell out of my car doors because I'm like, God, there's probably like 15 other people who saw Tracy.
Blow their horn or whatever. Yeah.
Do
I
they?
Get that a lot.
I thought so. Because you're right in a Main Street area. Mm-hmm. You're always walking. I want to be like, what's up, Tracy?
You could totally do that. I mean, I might know who you are. I'll definitely wave at you if I hear you.
Okay. Now so. I feel like I didn't know you well enough yet. I don't know.
Nah, you're fine.
I'm good now?
Yeah.
All right. I will. Three honks. That's me. Three honks.
Okay.
What did you love about Hamilton? Like, what made you decide you wanted to stay here after being somewhere else so long?
I've always grown up in small towns. Like, we moved a lot, but it was always a small town. And I like the feeling. I used to always think I wanted to live in the city, and then I lived in the city, and I hated it.
What city do you live in?
I lived in Atlantic City for a brief period of time. Granted, not the greatest introduction to city life.
I was going
to
say, that's not...
Yeah, no. But it was still a city, and I did not like the populace. Like, it felt like it was too much.
Mm.
So I'm like, I don't like this. So I like the whole small town feel. Like, I like that I see people, because I've been in town for 20 years. I like that I see people that, like... I remember their kids when they were little, or when they were pregnant with their kid. And like, I see the kid now and it's like, you know, 10, 12, 16, 18, you know, fill in the blank there. And I'm like, I remember when you were just a little person. You know, it's very fun for me to see that. I like that.
That is one of my favorite parts about living in this community as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've only been here for 3.5 years.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I'm still so new. I know.
Get the packaging off of you. Come on.
I feel like I'm in here, though. Oh, I mentioned this like every podcast, but the mayor of Hamilton, mm-hmm. Do you ever hear him?
No, haven't heard of him.
You know, the people's mayor, Steve, you know. He said it on his interview. He called me a pillar. I'm not a pillar. He called me a Hamiltonian.
No.
3.5 years in. I thought it was going to take like 20 years, and then still half the town would be like, no, he can't
I
be
still,
in.
I'm still waiting for people to find out I'm not Italian and kick me out. I'm like... Please don't. You know.
Do you still? I do think there might be a shift in people's perspectives in this town, because I feel like that old way of thinking is. I mean, then again, I'm new and I don't know, but I don't think it's as heavy as some people may think.
No, it's really not. I was only teasing. I thought this years ago, and I was teasing one of my customers then, because yeah. I had bought tickets for the Eagle Theater, and nobody knows my last name. And I'm okay with that. So they put my Tracy Casciano on my ticket so that they knew who I was. And I'm like, I can totally go with that. I'm like, I'm officially Italian. You can't throw me out now.
Oh, it's official now. That's, yeah. That's all in the name.
It's true. I just can throw a vowel on the end of my name. It's okay.
Right on. So, okay, you're working at the bank, seeing interesting things, recognizing mm-hmm. cars.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Lost my job.
Oh, you did?
I did. I got.
Who could possibly get?
It was one of the few jobs I got fired from. And
shut up.
I know.
You're such a good employee. Okay, I wasn't there, but.
Well, banking comes with a lot of rules and things like that. So, you know, you break the rules, you don't follow the rules correctly, they're going to let you go.
Tracy,
so.
You rob a bank.
No, God.
You rob a bank?
Oh, would I be here if I did? Come on.
Nah, me and you going to Mexico right now.
Yeah, man. But so I stopped working at the bank. I was there for 2 years. I had a brief stunt at our local Wawa, like for a weekend. It was funny.
One weekend?
Yeah.
What happened in that weekend?
I think there was a misinterpretation between me and one of the managers.
Get out of here.
I wanted a full-time job, and he's like, yeah, we can give you 35 hours. And I was like, oh, cool. And then when I started to go there, they're like, we thought you were the weekend girl. And I'm like, no.
Like, what?
Yeah. So there was a miscommunication.
Did you even
somewhere.
Work a full day?
I did. I worked for 2 full days. I worked for a whole weekend there.
Yeah.
And when I realized that was the thing, I'm like, because I'm like, oh, when am I on the shift next? And they're like, oh, you're not. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm not? Well, you're on next weekend. And I'm like, well, what do you mean about that? So, yeah, there was a miscommunication. And I was like, here's your stuff. I'm like, give this to a person who really needs a job. I said, because I need a full-time job, not this. I said, I'm sorry. And I started working for 7-Eleven because I was like, I need a full-time job. And
the one right here?
Yeah, our local one.
Okay.
Started working for Jerry. Jerry was definitely a pillar of Hamilton. You would have liked him.
You say would have. Is he not living anymore? Or?
No. He sold the 7-Eleven after I started working for him.
Is Jerry gone?
No. He just doesn't work in...
So why not? I'd interview Jerry.
Like, I'm not sure if he's a local.
Oh, did he move away?
I think he might have.
Okay.
I know he started working for someplace out of town.
Oh.
So it's like...
Yeah.
I worked for him for a couple months, and he sold the business to my other boss, and I was like, I'll hang around. I'll stay. He was a decent dude to work for, not horrible.
That's so sweet
and,
of you.
Yeah, I've had some interesting bosses.
Have you?
Yeah. But he was pretty decent. Being on call all the time, I got burnt out, and I'm like, I gotta find me a new job. Here comes Linda. Opening this coffee shop, and I'm like watching it get built, and I'm like peeking at it like, what is that gonna be? I'm like, and it looked really interesting, so I would walk by it every day going home, and I was like, this I see that she was hiring, and I was like, this could be a thing. I'm like, let's see what's going on here. As soon as I went in the coffee shop, I'm like, this is comfy. I'm like, I like this. Like, I could hang out here. So even if Linda didn't hire me, I'd probably still go to the coffee shop because I liked the feeling of it. And Linda made me sweat. She made me sweat for like 2 weeks.
In your job interview? What do you mean?
No. Because I wasn't sure if she was going to hire me after she interviewed me. She made me wait.
Oh.
Like, she, you know.
Trial period?
No, like finding out who I was. Like, not many people know me in Hamilton. Like, yeah. I'm like a transplant.
If Linda was watching me for 2 weeks, I would be sweaty for 2 weeks as well. I have a lot of respect for Linda, so I would not want to disappoint.
I understand.
Yeah.
No. But, like, because I wasn't sure if she was going to hire me or not. I'm like, I could really go for this job. I'm like, this could be fun. And in the end, she did. And I was really happy about it. Started working their first day. Still got my picture from the Gazette in my my memory trunk.
So you've been there since the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I was the last person that Linda hired. And I'm the only person from the original set left.
So you've seen them all come and go.
Yep.
Wow.
I missed some more than others. And some were more fun than others, you know? You know, the best thing I can say about our crew is we are very much a family. We're all friends, like outside of work. We're friendly.
You are.
So a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, there's work, and then there's work friends, and then there's friends outside of work. And we're not always like that because we hang out sometimes. You know, we do things like mutual interesty. Like, we all have dogs. Like, I know some of the kids have big dogs and they all hang out at the dog park. I'm excluded from that because I have a hot dog, so.
Oh, you got a little wiener?
I do. And he's like, sees big dogs and he's like, no, please don't kill me. So we don't hang out with the dog family. But
yeah, I wouldn't bring my dog to the dog park because he would have been the one killing. So yeah,
no,
I know.
Bad.
I could never go. I know. Well, he's gone now, but oh, miss my dog.
That's terrible.
I know. Why'd I bring that up?
Seriously, man.
I'm so sorry.
But
rest in peace, Navajo.
Yes. But like, we're friends and that makes it fun.
And so what's the relationship, if you don't mind me asking, with Linda?
I'm cool with Linda. We put up with each other quite well. She puts up with me some pretty...
What kind of stuff does she have to put up with?
I can be pretty crabby sometimes. I can have my moments.
I love that big smile on your face when you say it.
Because if she hears this, I know that she's probably thinking, that little witch, you know? No. I have nothing but love and respect for Linda. I've worked with her for so long, and we are like family. And it's nice.
I when you were talking about bosses of the past, some were great, some were not so great.
Yeah.
I would imagine Linda is the type of boss that you would, it feels good to make her proud and to.
It really does. Like, you want to make Linda proud. Like, it feels good, you know? It's good.
I don't even work for her. And it was so, there was a moment after I did my podcast with her when she looked at me and she said, I didn't realize it was going to be that fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really had so much fun. And yeah. I was like, okay, good. I probably played it cool, but at the moment I was just like,
you were sweating.
Hands shaking.
Yes.
Yeah. She's just one of those people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, in the best possible way, too, but.
No, how could you not? I mean, yeah, those are the people that should be bosses. People that you want to be.
Yeah, she's definitely a cool lady to work for.
And so, do you have a relationship with my friend Ruth?
We have a love-hate relationship, I feel. No, what? I love Ruthie, I do.
What?
I think we mutually annoy each other on purpose, and it's fun. Yeah.
What? How dare you? You annoy Ruth?
We do it together. It's a mutual thing.
What does she do?
It's just little things that we do, because we've been together for so long. It's just like,
A little shoulder. Snub.
Yeah. You know, just move over.
You wouldn't take her parking space.
I would never. I don't drive, first of all, but I would never.
Yeah.
I would never.
Yeah.
That's why we got her the sign, because I mean,
I love that.
You need premier parking when you're as famous as Ruthie.
She's a superstar.
She's totally a rock star.
Does not get bigger than Ruth.
No. She's totally a rock star.
So when you do have one of these crabby moods, are you able to hold back at all, or do you just lay it out there?
It's a mixed bag, honestly, Sam. It depends on how well I know the person I'm in front of. Sometimes my filter does slip. I fully admit it. I have to
really?
I have to duct tape it. Yeah.
Oh, like, have you ever, like, really slipped at work and forgotten that you
Probably.
Were? Really?
Probably. I'm sure. In all the years that I've been there, I'm sure. I'm sure that has happened.
Yeah.
But I try to recover gracefully. But
Yeah, no, I've definitely talked to you before, and I've thought to myself, oh, I hope she's in a good mood right now. I can't tell. But in the end, like, I don't know, you usually break out the smile anyway.
I try.
Yeah. Bless your heart for that.
Early mornings, man.
Early mornings.
I get up in the dark. I go to work in the dark. I got to be in at work at 5:30, so I get up at 4, put the dog out, relax a little, get ready for work, and then, you know, try to head my butt out.
Yeah. Do you get any time for video games between then?
After work.
And that's where you feed your addiction.
Totally.
Can you please tell the listeners your awesome addiction?
Video games. Ever since I was little. Mario Brothers, Tetris, Donkey Kong, Q-Bert, all the fun stuff.
Do you play any of the new stuff, or are you sticking to the old school stuff?
It depends. Like, I like some of the video games now. Futurama is one of my favorites.
Wait, Futurama made a game?
They made a couple games.
Oh.
And the one that I play, I've played for years now. I think they've kind of just let it go. Like, I don't even see commercials anymore. They're like, yeah, we're just going to stop making it, and you guys can just keep playing it. It's okay. We're just not going to make anything new. And I'm like,
A sad day for every video
game
that
happens. It is a sad day, yeah.
But can I make a recommendation to you?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have very much time to play video games nowadays, so when I pick a video game, it has to be absolute. Have you ever heard of the game The Last of Us?
Yes. Survival game?
Something like that. Okay. Adventure.
Okay.
A story that'll make you cry.
Ooh.
It'll make you laugh. It will make you feel. I've never played a video game that I was so emotionally invested in.
Wow. Okay, I gotta check this out now.
I'm gonna send you a link. And okay. This is for you people at home too. The Last of Us. The Last of Us, check it out.
I totally have to do that.
So what's next then? You're in the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look like you look like exactly the type of person that I want to be at Casciano's when I go there.
Aww,
1,000%. Someone who feels like your friend, knows your drink, and many times I leave that place happier after our little conversation.
Aww.
I mean, dude.
I feel a little warm and fuzzy.
Well, you should. You've literally changed my life, and do you know how?
You got a tattoo.
I got a tattoo. So Tracy knows me in the way back before I was inked up. And True. What was that, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, seriously.
You sold me on it.
It's fun.
It's so much fun. Did you see what I got?
I don't think so.
Well, do you know Sue Murder?
Of course I do. I love Murder. I love Murder tattoos. She's done a lot of work on me.
She's done work on you.
Yeah.
Oh, such a cool experience. Guys.
Sue is great.
Amazing person.
Very amazing. And her artwork is so fabulous.
Amazing. Guys, and if you haven't gone to her gallery, you need to go right now. What are you doing?
Really?
So my favorite artist growing up was Dali, and I used to have this poster, mm-hmm. and so I got her to tattoo the elephants for my poster. So I got this.
Nice.
You like that?
I can dig it.
Yeah, and it's really cool because like the sleeve hangs down. You see the long. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Google a Dali elephant. They're an elephant with these really long, skinny legs, and they're just a symbol of strength, and I just think they look really cool.
They look kind of creepy, but cool, yes.
A little creepy, but cool, right? I think I always get reactions. Like, yes. People look at and they see these little lines. I almost look like claws coming out of my sleeve.
I get that with my dream catcher, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you got going on?
I got a lot. I have my shoulder span done. I got that done at Exotic Body Works in Hamilton.
What's Keith, on there?
Keith Titus. I have a sun setting on my one shoulder and a moon rising on the other, and in the middle, because I'm a daddy's girl, I have the naval cross anchor and a ribbon that says daddy's girl.
Why an anchor?
And my dad was a Navy guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, dad's always got my back. I'm like, we're going to do this. So we did. It took me a couple years. I would do pieces here and there. And
you did over years. Mm-hmm. Wow, you have some patience.
Tax tattoos. So the one year I would get my one shoulder done. The next year I got my other shoulder done. The last year I got the centerpiece done, and then I had Keith make them so they all look like one big piece.
Wow.
That's got to be like one of my favorite pieces, I feel.
Do all your pieces have meaning, or just do you sometimes just get them because they look cool?
9 times out of 10, they have special meaning to me. I reserve certain spaces for funny tattoos.
Oh, do you?
The
hidden spaces?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. But like I have like my feet done, I have my shins done, I have some chest work done, both my arms, my thigh, I have one on my hip, I have my spoon on my wrist, and I have blacklight tattoos on my wrists.
Right, that was a big conversation we had before. So can you explain what that is?
It is blacklight ink, so you only see it, once it's healed up, you only see it in blacklight. So I'm
blacklight. The only thing I'm missing from this studio, I need a blacklight in here.
You do need a blacklight. This place is very funky for that. Yeah,
totally.
Your chalkboard would look really cool.
Yes,
in a blacklight.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can't even see them, right? I can't see them now.
This one says VIP here. I got that
can
with
I ask
a friend.
Why?
Well, I got it with a friend of mine. It was Christmas time, a couple years ago, and I'm like, I'm gonna go get a tattoo. You wanna go with me? And he was like, sure. So the tattoo artist I was going to pin up Nikki, nice lady, she's a little crazy, I love her. I had seen that she did VIP tattoos for her and her friends, and they had meaning for him, for them. So I was like, when I show up with a friend of mine, I'm like, get in a chair, I'm like, you're getting a tattoo with me. And he was like, what? I was like, Merry Christmas. So, and then
he was like, what? Merry Christmas.
Yes. So I'm like, Merry Christmas, get in the chair. Because it was like two for like $100 or like $120. It was something reasonable that I'm like, I could do this for my friend. And while she was at it, I had her tattoo my boyfriend's name here, because he's always my right-hand guy. So I'm like,
on her right hand, just so you guys know.
Naturally.
Wrist, yeah.
And I went home and I was like, I did something a little crazy, hon. And he's like, I'm not surprised. So,
goes like, with Tracy.
Yeah. It's kind of like.
What was your first one?
My first one was Valentine's Day in 2000. And it's two hearts with wings over my heart. How cliche can I get?
Mm-hmm. But isn't that what the first tattoo is all about?
Yes.
Cliche, something off the wall,
of
whatever.
Of course. I've gotten much better since then. And more expensive pieces, of course.
Yeah, you learn people. This is going out to like people like Elena. Do you know Elena Lombardelli?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah, do you know her drink?
She usually gets tea.
You're incredible. She, on this podcast, decided she is going to get a tattoo.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think she's going to go to Sue Murder herself.
I would do.
Yeah, she wants, I think she's really into eyes, so maybe something with an eye, and she also said something with like a crown or something like
ooh,
that. But hers is like, see, me and her, we started ours at a later age, so like, you know.
Well, I was like 22.
Is that a later age? I was still a little dumb kid. Although, I'm sure when I'm 50, I'll think I'm still a dumb kid when I'm 36.
So. I was always fascinated by tattoos. I watched a documentary called Women in the Ink when I was a teenager. And I was fascinated by these women that were just so colorful. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like, I want to do that when I'm older somewhere. My parents do not like my tattoos.
The anchor? The anchor.
Dad was kind of softer on that one. But when I told him I got my first tattoo, he was like, why'd you have to do that? You know, I'm like, because I wanted to, you know. And he's kind of like gotten over it. My mom still hates them.
Have they grown on him at all?
He doesn't have to see them all the time because he's retired in Florida enjoying his life.
Oh.
So he doesn't have to encounter them as much, but right. Yeah.
So I grew up Jewish. Can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery and stuff
no.
like that. Yeah, so I remember telling them. Mm. I was like, guys, there's something I need to tell you, blah, blah, blah. So my dad was like, Dad, you know, Sam, don't do that, man. Don't do that. That was fine, whatever. But then my mom walked in the room. We're on video Skype. I'm like, Mom, I'm gonna get a tattoo. And she just goes, I'm going to bed.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And you know what? I think they've grown on them. I think they like them.
I think it slowly has grown on my parents. I mean, it's like, okay, it's part of Chicky, whatever, you know.
It was very special for me. You know, I want to make sure I don't take myself too seriously. It's one of those things that's like, yeah, it's forever.
It is.
Yeah, whatever. I love it. It's awesome.
I don't know. See, a lot of people are like tattoos in the workplace. And it's like, well, it shows that you can sit still and have a small needle jabbed into your body for like 3 hours and not move.
Yes.
That's commitment.
So Eventually, we are going to have to get to a very special chat pack that we talked about earlier.
Yay.
But before we do, Linda told me that you are a big fan of movies and music, right?
I am.
So what kind of music do you listen to?
How much time do you have?
About 5 minutes till the chat pack.
My musical taste is very vast. My Pandora has about 180-some stations. I felt really proud when a week and a half ago, I expanded by like 80 stations because I'm like, I'm going to expand my musical taste. So I really got out of my comfort zone.
That's cool because a lot of people, you know, once they get to their mid-30s and later, they stop listening to new music.
I don't like a lot of the new music. I would love to say that I do, but I like everything from like jazz right on up to Viking metal. So, I mean, Amon Amarath is one of my favorites on the Viking metal station on my Pandora.
Can you tell me, can you message me a song to listen to?
Not off the top of my head.
No, message me later.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm always looking for new music. Viking metal, I just heard about this stuff.
I was very surprised. But
bonkers.
Yeah, you can't understand it, but some of them, you can feel the understanding. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not all crazy sounds. It's nice. All
right.
I never thought I would say Viking metal is nice, but
it's nice.
Yeah, I'm really
shoulder shrug.
Yeah, nice. Sure. It's nice. I'm stuck in like the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. Like
the 80s, I could listen to anytime, any day with anybody.
I'm a big classic rock junkie, hard rock junkie. I like oldies and country because my mom. So like growing up, I had a very eclectic musical development, I guess you could call it.
So you do have a very wide range.
Yes.
You got a top five, like top artists
coming to mind? I love Queen. Love Queen.
You like the movie?
Yes. The movie was great. I went to see that with one of my coworkers.
Ever since the movie, I've been pretty obsessed with Radio Gaga Live.
Yes. I remember watching that on TV. I remember watching, seeing it on TV, and I was like, that is the most coolest thing ever.
Like, where are the real entertainers like that? Like, that dude.
They don't exist.
Do they not exist? I feel like they do, but they're not out there. Or, I mean, just a real... I saw a website the other day comparing the lyrics of Queen to the lyrics of the top 10 songs of today.
Yeah.
It's so funny to watch.
That's sad. I'm sorry, but even... You really can't compare that caliber of musician to the musicians that are in today. I'm sorry.
There's got to be people out there that are undiscovered.
I feel some promise for the up-and-coming artists. I've been listening to a lot of, like, what's new. And so it's like, all right, I could dig some of these people. Jasmine Thomas. She's a new up-and-coming artist, and I feel she has some good stuff.
All right. Do you like they're not new, but one of the new artists, newer, because I'm like only listening to the stuff I listened to in high school.
Oh God.
Like Mumford and Sons.
I do like some Mumford and Sons. Yeah.
Really digging them right now.
I like Mumford and Sons. I like Imagine Dragons.
I haven't gotten into them yet, but I know they're really huge.
Yeah, I really like a lot of their stuff. I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan.
That was the first cassette tape I ever owned as a child.
Huge Fleetwood Mac fan. Love me some Van Halen.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to a lot of things. There's not very many genres I don't like.
What do you like? I'm a punk rock guy. Do you listen to punk?
I like some punk.
Okay.
I like me some punk.
Yeah.
I like some rap. I just I like a lot of the 90s and 2000s rap. I don't like the new rap again.
No, I don't.
That goes
either.
Back to the repetitive words. If you can't write lyrics, I don't want to listen to
it. Yeah, no, the stuff from the 90s and 80s just felt so real. It was real.
Even the 2000s is not bad, you know? Give me some Boys to Men, you know?
Oh, man, they're touring right now.
I know, I'm shocked.
You believe
that? I can't believe the New Kids is back. Are you kidding?
New Kids on the Block, what?
I know, blew my mind. I'm like, what? Get the hell out of here.
So crazy.
Yes.
I remember talking about them in elementary school.
I used to have the stickers, the sheets,
the curtains. Oh, you're all in, huh?
Big fangirl.
Hey, which one was your favorite? Out of all the boy bands, were you a JT guy? I feel really lame for saying JT.
I liked him once he separated from the boy band. Mm. Like, I liked him as a solo artist. I do not mind some JT. But, like, it's that repetitive boy band machine. And, you know, it's just... I liked some other stuff because it's catchy. Because you can't help it.
I know.
But, you
it's
know...
It's so sir.
You can't help but bob along to it, but...
Especially after you haven't heard it for, like, 15 years, and then you're like, oh, Backstreet's back. All right.
Exactly. It's new again. So...
Oh, man, yeah. I just admitted that on the air.
You did.
And I know you're a movie lover. You got some top fives you want to throw out there or something? You like old movies? That's what I think Linda told me.
One of my favorite movies is The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds. Honestly, hands down, I had to buy that on DVD. It is one of my favorite movies. I laugh every time I see it.
I'm going to check that out. We always watch it on TV. I've been listening recently to a special about Dolly Parton. She's had a hell of a life.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. So that one, okay. Wasn't expecting that.
Classic. Yeah. I like Smoking the Bandit. Again, Burt Reynolds, fast car chases. I like Nicolas Cage for that reason. I like Fast and Furious.
Nicolas Cage doesn't always make gems, though. Have you seen any of his like crazy stuff?
Which one?
Like the Wicker Man, was it?
No, I liked him in like Face Off with John Travolta. No, that was good. Yes, no,
I did. Come on.
Seriously?
No, you do not like Face Off.
Hell yeah, man.
Dude, first of all, you took two guys with completely different bone structures and you swapped their faces.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's movie. It doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh, that movie was so terrible.
Yeah, I was cool with that.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree on that one.
I pretty much liked a lot of his movies. So, I mean, I'm a Nicolas Cage fan.
I am too. He's always entertaining. Did you see the movie recently where, like, they go crazy on their children, him and his wife?
God, which one was that?
It's on Netflix. I think it's straight to Netflix. Check it out.
Oh, I'll have to now.
Yeah. Crazy Nicolas Cage is the best Nicolas Cage.
It's true.
Gone in 60 Seconds. That was good.
That was a great movie. Yeah. Angelina Jolie. I loved her in...
Gia?
I liked her in Gia, too. That was a good movie. That's not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the one when she was with Winona Ryder.
No. In a mental institution.
That's not Gia.
That's Girl Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted. That was a great movie. Gia was her when she was a model, and it was actually the following of based on a real person. And it was a good movie. It was very sad because to watch her decline like that, I'm like, that's real. Like, that's really real because that really happens. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, Girl Interrupted was a great movie.
Love that. And boy, oh boy, did I have a little boy crush on Angelina Jolie.
Who didn't? Those lips, man.
You people.
Call me a cab. Okay, you're a cab.
Hey, so we got some very special chat pack questions for you because...
I'm excited.
Before we started this podcast, you had told me that you are a bit of a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
I had this Chat Pack special. It's called Chat Pack Stories. I haven't given it to anybody yet. You are the first. So.
I'm excited.
Me too. Let's see where this takes us.
Okay.
Choose wisely.
About a concert you attended. Okay. I could get behind this. One of the actual my first concert, I didn't go to a lot of concerts growing up, was a Three Doors Down and a Creed.
Creed.
Thank you. Haven't had that name on my lips for a hot minute. But
I think he went homeless.
That was sad. Yeah. Talented guy. Had issues, but talented guy.
Yeah.
And so it was a Creed and Three Doors Down concert, and it was in Camden. I went with a friend of mine at the time, had a great time, drank too much because, you know, first concert, buying expensive liquor at the stupid concert.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
You gotta do it.
Great time, though. Had a great time.
I bet Creed put on a good show.
I think they did. One of my favorite ones was when we go to the... not the MMRBQ. Well, we do go to the MMRBQ, but we go to, my brain.
I haven't even heard of that one.
The MMRBQ?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
MMR, the station hosts that, and, it's always a good time.
Okay.
Always a good time.
We got time for one more Chat Pack story.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hope this is a killer.
Uh-oh.
Can I pick one for you?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, because this is the first time we're doing this, and I'm sure you've got some stories.
The got a story to share about a ghostly experience.
Ooh, we just had Dan Morrow on this show, who is a ghost chaser, so...
Really?
He's making me a believer, I'm telling you.
I'm totally a believer.
Well, go, tell the story.
I was living in Columbus, New Jersey. We lived across the street from the Columbus Inn, and Old Town, so, you know, lots of things happening. And our neighbor used to, I guess it was a, what's the word I'm looking for, a brothel back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ladies of the evening and their tenders. Nice way to say pimp. And she would always tell me, she's like, you know, we have spirits here. And I'm like, get out of here. I was, you know, young, maybe 10. And I'm like, all right, ghosts are real. I'll bite. Cool. She's like, you got to come and sleep over and I'll show you. I'll prove it to you. No problem. I was like, cool. So I'm spending the night. So it's like old house, you know, vaulted ceilings, chandelier type things, you know, old money. And it's night. It's dark. We got like lights out, candles going on. And, yeah, spooky. Cue the creepy music. And these little like lights, like small lights is the best way I can describe it, started coming together and swirling around the chandelier. And she's like, that's the girls. They were like a light blue color.
And you saw this with your eyeballs.
Yes. Yes. And they were a light blue color, and there was like four or five separate orbs, I guess is the correct word that I'm going to use. And she's like, they're usually friendly and like they don't do bad things and things like that. Like they just
usually, you
know, they just hide. Well, ghosts can be mischievous. So, I mean, usually is a relative term, I guess, when you're speaking of spirits.
Sure. sure.
And she said that the pimp handler, whatever, was was also there. He didn't stay there all the time, though. The girls were always there. They weren't allowed to leave, I guess, for some reason. And when he would show up, they would leave. And sure enough, some darker colored orb starts coming onto the scene, and all the little orbs run. And I'm like, oh, man. Because it was really cool. I'm getting chills thinking about it, too. And they didn't come back. Like, after that, they did not return. But it was a very cool experience. Another one.
Wait, what?
There's another one. Yes, there's another one. When I lived in Elwood, again, probably like maybe a year later, because after we lived in Columbus, we moved to Elwood, right behind the Elwood Deli. And so you're in the middle of the woods, and it's like dark. Mm. And all you see is like your taillights and dust. So we were at my mom's boyfriend's boss's house, barbecuing in the summer, fishing, whatever. And it was late at night. We're coming home. Nobody is on this deserted road but us. So you see whatever the headlights are in front of you and where the taillights are in the back of you. So I'm in the back seat of the truck, and I'm just, you know, chilling, relaxing, doing kid things. And poke my head up. I look out the back window, and I'm watching the fog swirl. It's cool. I'm like, this is neat. And all of a sudden, it starts forming into something, and I'm like, all right, what is this? And it formed into this lady, and very creepy looking. And she pointed at me and screamed, and I screamed, and I ducked. So, yeah, bad.
Wait.
I was really scared.
Did anyone else hear the scream?
No, like, I don't think there was a sound, but it was one of those where you point at somebody and you're like,
oh my gosh, that sounds terrifying.
I screamed and I ducked back under the blanket, and yeah, I'm getting such chills just talking about it.
I see that.
Yeah. Whoa. It was very scary because, I mean, you're young and you sort of believe in these things.
I don't think it matters how old you are when the lady screams and points at you.
Yeah, I was really freaked out for like the next few days. Luckily, we did not have to go back there, so yeah. I was very excited about that. But, yeah, those are my ghost stories.
Luckily, we picked those. Those were fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. You rock.
Thank you for inviting me. This was so much fun.
Yeah, you had fun?
Yeah.
Do you want to give a shout-out before you head out of here?
Yes.
Please do.
Shout-out to Lorraine. She really helped me and, you know, made me less nervous about it. My boss rocks. Lily, if you're listening, Lily is an awesome artist. She does undercover artists. She always hosts my birthday party.
Oh.
Awesome lady.
Undercover artist.
Yes, use her. If Carl is listening, hi Carl. I had a couple people that were like specifically asking me for the link so that they could listen. Brenda, my favorite loud morning customer. Love her. Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. Yes. A lot of people love you.
It's nice. I feel warm and fuzzy.
This place is great, right? And boy, you are a staple. Like, you are the person we see in the morning, and psh, we lucky because of it.
People are not conscious. It's funny. They're just not awake.
I'm just so happy knowing that you're totally okay with this, and you can just be like, whatever.
Yeah. Just roll with it. It's just easier that way.
So you have to understand, the rest of my day, I have to be on my A game. I'm with kids. I'm working.
You have to pay attention.
I have to totally pay attention. Hence me going to get some coffee. So, like, when I'm there and I'm not there yet, I'm glad you're the one there to deal with me.
Thank you.
You rock, dude. And Cassianos, the whole crew, what's up? We love you guys.
Definitely.
All right, Tracy, take care.
Bye, Sam.